Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wanted to conceal carry, got the hell out of New York a long time ago.
No, there's a lot of people left behind. They can't leave for whatever reason, and they're just kind of hosed, and that's where they are at, and they've become accustomed to that. I think there's going to be a lot of happy people. I think there's going to be a lot of new applications. I think there'll be a lot of applications just to rub it in the face of the state.
There's also a lot of people in upstate New York who just don't have the money to leave. It's become a very depressed area. It's distinctly part of the Rust Belt.
It's very bad.
They don't feel like they've got the money to leave. I would disagree. You can be poor there, you can be poor elsewhere. And by the way, heat costs a lot more than air conditioning.
So Thursday's decision from the top U.S. court continued a steady pattern of rulings that have expanded gun rights, holding that the right to carry firearms both at home and in public is guaranteed by the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. I can only imagine how these poor Brits at BBC are dealing with this news,
They're
right?
Falling apart at the seams, oh my God.
Yeah, they have to be losing their minds. Oh, we thought they were... How could they be doing this? The Uvalde just happened, and now they're expanding gun rights?
Yeah, well, what about the Canadians? Justin Trudeau just handed down a bunch of diktats about handgun ownership and things like that. So now we're just like, no, in fact, New York... we're going to neuter you a little now. Well, everybody go buy guns.
I think we can expect more and more expansion of gun rights in the United States.
Well, I want to talk about that a little bit, too.
What's it going to look like, Matt? That's what my question is because, I mean, you know, you're a big gun fan, but you admit that they kill people. Is it going to go?
Guns don't kill people.
I hope guns kill people. That's what they're for. I mean, that's a necessary tool. This is, you know, I'd like to point out to people a lot that this whole civilization thing is an anomaly. This is not the norm throughout the history of the earth. It's a rough place. So it's important to be able to have, you know, the proper protection. And I don't want to point something at somebody if I have to kill them to protect myself and have it not do its job. I'm glad guns kill people. I'm really, thank God that tool exists.
I don't like the terminology because guns in and of themselves, as you all know, they don't kill people.
Guns are a great tool for killing people. Getting that job done so yes. I don't have to do it with a sword.
But people kill people.
Right. People kill people.
And they have long before guns came around.
And they will long after guns get replaced by better technology.
And they do in the BBC as well, which is what I don't get. They have more vehicular homicides there as a result. They have more knife homicides. And it's just absolutely insane. You can't get rid of the... Humans are violent creatures. Not every human is violent. But, I mean, our universe encourages animals to be violent, right?
On the same day as Sandy Hook, when in 2012, when that happened and they went all gun banning and were very successful, especially in New York State, a young man walked into an elementary school in mainland China and did the exact same job. I think he killed 24 kids with a knife. Exact same day.
I don't want to be murdered, but if I had to choose, I would rather be shot to death than stabbed to death.
Oh, I think I agree with that.
I would agree with that particular statement. However, I would say this, that's worth pointing out, is more people are stabbed to death in the United States than they are shot with an automatic rifle.
So, Matt, you mentioned a lot on the show that there's a certain circuit court that is very friendly to gun rights, one of these district courts.
Oddly, the Ninth Circuit over last few years, there's one big shot Fed judge out there who's been surprisingly really, really a stick in the mud when it comes to the Second Amendment, and I mean that in a good way, and it's been very surprising. Some of his decisions have even been turned over through the en banc court process where they didn't like his final decision, so they turned it over to a bank of judges, I think out of Seattle or something like that. They gather and they all make a big shot decision that's bigger than his big shot decision.
But it's very confusing the way this whole thing works.
It really is. It really, really is. But to stick with the Supreme Court, this New York State Rifle and Pistol Association decision is not the end of the road by any means. There are the Supreme Court has certified a few other cases that are Second Amendment in nature that are waiting in the wings, and they basically appear to be hearing them in a specific order, which is the best order, so that as many gun laws that exist on the books can get overturned as possible. And we're going to be looking at things like taking a closer look at the NFA, taking a closer look at what
the
NFA, the National Firearms Act.
Okay.
So
that's from what year?
1934.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So that says you can't own, you know, machine guns yeah. and silencers and stuff without paying a special fee to the government. You need to pay a $200 tax in order to have the, you know, like I own a silencer, so now I had to pay $200 for it. I paid $1,000 to the silencer. I paid another $200 to the government just to have them give me a stamp, literally a postage stamp. It's a sticky stamp because it's a tax. And they have to give you something in return for that, I guess. So they give you this stamped piece of paper. Now, everywhere I go with that silencer, I have to take that three-page document with the stamp on it, with my picture on it, with me. Hmm. And if I get pulled over by a cop with a suppressor on my gun and I don't have my tax stamp with me, he could take me to jail.
That's insane. Well, like you mentioned, it's a tax haven. There's one thing the state loves, it's revenue, and it's going to do everything uh-huh. it can to enforce that revenue. And, you know, ultimately, arresting you for not having that stamp with you is just additional
yeah,
revenue.
Yeah, and if you want to look at it in a different way, that $200 tax stamp, the reason it existed in the first place, I want you to think about how much $200 was worth in 1934.
It was worth it was even $200 back then.
Yes. Wow. The purpose of the NFA was to prevent people
from being able to... It's probably something close to $20,000.
Yeah. Yeah, so you simply couldn't afford a good gun. You couldn't afford a defensive firearm because of that.
The nice thing about suppressors is that they make it so that you don't lose your hearing while yeah. when you're shooting. So, I mean, even if you are wearing, you know, protection over your ears, a suppressor is helpful in that way.
Yeah, it's far less bothersome to the neighbors yeah. and things like that. You know, it's great. Suppressors are a great thing. And, so, but now they're going to be taking closer looks at things like the NFA, and they're going to be taking, most importantly, like the thing that I'm in love with now after my my Crypto 6 raid experience, and their inexplicable bringing of an ATF agent, which there's nothing in the warrant about ATF things, but he decided to come along and search stuff anyway. That guy, I hope you're listening, dirtbag. These new cases being heard by the Supreme Court, one of them is going to take a very, very close look at how much a federal agency can start bending definitions around its whims.
I'm curious about, I mean, you know, just the ATF, an agency using a search warrant to just go ahead and look in somebody's house.
Yeah, help themselves.
Right. And, you know, they're not one of the agencies that's listed on this. They didn't get a warrant specifically,
correct.
You know, talking about you and your room and these sorts of things. And, they went and looked anyway and tried to find anything.
And it was beyond the look, I'll tell you that. It was
yeah, they were trying to put you in prison.
Down. He was absolutely trying to put me in prison.
They look everything that you've got, find nothing illegal. Then they start asking you questions to see if you say something.
To try to hang yourself.
Right. That makes it sound illegal or whatever.
I had a ball with him, though, man. I was insulting that guy really hard in really painful ways, and I know it hit.
I'm glad.
In front of his friends.
This guy lived in New Hampshire, didn't he? Wasn't this the guy who moved here from somewhere else? And then he, you know, brought this crap to New York.
No, that was the IRS guy.
Oh, okay.
I buried him, too. It was hilarious, and he felt bad. He was the nicest one of the bunch. He was just he's like a nerdy accountant guy. Without, you know, he just made a bad career decision, I think.
The nicest.
Especially a bad guy.
To be clear, the nicest of a group of sociopaths that kicked in our doors and, you know,
ran a tank into the building that had a studio. The door of the building that had our studio in it.
You know, I think that holding us at gunpoint trumps the property damage, though. Like, on the scale of things that sucks, you know, having the guns pointed at you.
Tank shows a great deal of preparation. Any jackhole can get a rifle and hold it on, you know, drag naked women out of their beds
right.
and tell them to lay on the floor. But it takes a real super-duper well-government-backed jackhole.
Oh, they had, these guys had, each one of these guys had binocular night vision. I mean, we're talking $10,000 night vision on every one of their $1,000 helmets.
Yeah.
At full
radio.
They
didn't pay for any of this stuff.
No. The only thing I was surprised they were using green tubes instead of white tubes, which means they're about $1,000 cheaper than the white tubes. But
I don't know what that means, but I know it wasn't a pleasant experience, right? Not something I would want to have happen again.
You know, it's funny because when she was saying, you know, the lead investigator, we got a little conversation, and you know, the FBI lady, the redhead, one I can't remember her name is, but she was a total sociopath. You could see it in her eyes.
Was that the one that let the dog loose in the neighborhood?
Definitely. That was what she would do. But I was saying, you know, well, you know, you guys raided, you know, you guys tore into my house at 6 o'clock in the morning. She goes, we didn't do that. And she was technically right because it wasn't her and her current band of homies. It was a leading spear tip force that had left.
There is more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from the 45 Freedom Festival here on site in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. And I want to say thank you to Dennis W., who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Dennis is a member of the AMPS program. You can find that at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Dennis is a platinum member, which means that Dennis is giving at least $25 per month to the AMPS program. Of course, we don't ask that. All it takes to get in is $5 per month. That gets you access to a number of cool little features like an AMP-only podcast, there's an AMP-only Facebook group, and some other stuff. But really, the reason you should join is because you value the ideas of liberty being on close to 200 radio stations throughout the United States. And you want to help us reach a larger audience. The AMPS program is the best way to do it. Thank you so much for your contributions, Dennis. So, with you today, it's been Aria.
And Mark.
And we're joined now by...
Richard Grove. Thank you, Richard. And now, Richard, you've been you're a longtime fixture here at Pork Fest, and I know that you did a lot of work with John Taylor Gatto in the past. But this time you've got another project called Autonomous, and I'm curious as to what you're doing.
Yeah, so Autonomy is... Well, what you see here at Porkfest, what you see here at Porkfest is we got a speaker's tent and we've also got a restaurant. And the restaurant, we didn't mean to be a restaurant. We weren't trying to vend, but we had 36 autonomy graduates that were coming and we wanted to have food for ourselves. And as soon as we started setting up in true Porkfest style, people started asking, when are you guys open? How much are you charging? Right. So then we're like, it's entrepreneur school. Let's learn how to just make offers and have inventory. And everyone who staffs it's a graduate of the course. So it's good, you know, hands-on, in real life. They've met each other online over a series of months. Usually one time a year we get together in person in real life. And it's an exuberant, exhilarating, invigorating experience. And then behind that is they all went through a training course that I offer twice a year called Autonomy. And it runs for 12 weeks, spring and fall. And essentially what I learned from John Taylor Gatto was the who, what, where, when, why, and how of how education got corrupted into schooling, which presents a problem, but I hadn't seen anyone solve the problem of putting back into the education what they took out in order to make it schooling. So first off, if you don't have free will and informed consent, it's schooling. It's not education.
Okay.
Education is a process of asking questions, finding substantial answers. Schooling is about indoctrination so that you remember declarative sentences on a test.
Right.
So you can be an independent, so you're like an interchangeable cog in a system, but you have to go only apply those skills to the corporate system. They don't really help you stand on your own in life, right? So what we do in the first couple weeks is we unindoctrinate people from the learned helplessness, the scarcity mentality, all these other things, these limiting aspects, and then we empower them with high value business skills, entrepreneur skills, and also how to learn anything, how to think clearly, and how to express yourself through rhetoric.
Yeah, so it's just I can't remember, it was a couple few weeks ago, and for some reason the idea of helping verbs came up, and I just realized that Not only that I was indoctrinated, right? Like I can, you know, like you said, this cog in the wheel, I can name them off. Am, is, are, was, were, being, been, whatever they are, these helping verbs. And how, shall, will, may, might, must, can. Sorry, they're just going through my head right now. And the, but that they don't even teach that anymore.
Right.
Right. Like I have a good friend of mine who's a, got his master's from Stanford, mm-hmm. and he had no idea what a helping verb was, let right. alone being able to name any.
Right.
So not, I guess not only has, was it indoctrination, but the indoctrination has shifted now.
Well, the indoctrination shifted and it's taken a long time to do it. But essentially when someone gets a master's or a PhD, they're getting a very finite education that sure. has to be redundant and approved by those above them. And so you have these people with PhDs, but it leaves all this other space unexplored and it's outside of their realm. So they're all like specialists who are stovepipes, but they really don't, they don't have the general skills of reality. So we start with that which exists. We learn how to attach words to that. We learn how to identify contradictions and think clearly to a conclusion, a judgment, an action, a decision that is going to give you the results you expect when you take them, instead of always saying, why did that go wrong? Is it just me? And all these things. And then you start having a negative self-talk where, oh, maybe I'm just not right for this, or I'm not cut out for this, or I can't do this. And that's where people start subverting themselves. So if we can kind of stop and trip that breaker that stops people from subverting themselves and quitting on themselves, and then they can get into a pattern of, oh, it just takes a little time, and I have to go through the ambiguity and the awkwardness anytime I learn something new, but if I do that, I can achieve a result. And then they become goal-oriented, and they can progress and gain momentum forward on their own. That's why we call it autonomy.
So I'm curious, what you're talking about is critical thinking skills, I think, mm-hmm. is what we used to call it at one point. And this was a question I was having right here at Porkfest, you know, asking some people, is the reason they stopped, if they ever did, teaching critical thinking skills because you can only teach them to people of a certain level of intelligence?
Yeah.
Or is it, I guess every time I think of critical thinking, I think of intelligence, mm-hmm. right? So they seem to go hand in hand together, but that may not be true. Maybe there's just a class of the populace that you can't teach critical thinking skills to, and that's why they went with schooling, because at the very least you get the results.
Yeah, I mean, that would be giving them, I think, too much benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
From what I've seen, anyone is equally capable of learning how to learn anything and being kind of set free with that process. Some people who we call intelligent might just innately do these types of methods internally, but the method is something you can pass off through teaching,
right.
and people can understand. It's like there's the individual parts, how they fit together, and then how to use and troubleshoot anything. And then once you know how to do that, you can approach unknowns, whether it's fixing your car, fixing your RV, fixing something at your house, or fixing financials, right? It's all the same thing. You need to get the general information, what are the individual parts in this,
okay.
and then gather together, and that's where you apply your logic, and then you would identify contradictions or seeming contradictions, and then you would be able to reconcile and say, that's bad information, and here's, we're going to take this out, and here's a reference for that, and now we're left with something we can make a judgment or conclusion on. And then that's what entrepreneurs are doing every day. They're taking risks and making judgments and taking offers to the market. It allows us to rapidly go through the learning process, experience the failures that we need to get to success. One of the things schooling teaches us is that you should be fearful of failure. You'll get ridiculed,
right.
all these things. And then people stay in this kind of neutral modality where they're waiting to see what other people are doing instead of stepping up and being leaders, which is what the world needs right now. They need more leadership skills, and that's more of an advanced layer. But first you have to learn how to think and how to speak and how to communicate your needs clearly without initiating violence on other people. And then you can be mobile. And once you're strong enough to be on your own, it's like, it's not about being on your own so much as like you're strong enough to take care of yourself, and therefore you can also provide service and value to other people. And that's where the synergy of the community kicks in, where you've got a whole bunch of people with a culture of excellence trying to get things done and moving forward.
So it's kind of like Mrs. Drizzle from the Magic School Bus, right? Like, let's make some mistakes. Let's get messy.
You're going to have to, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that that's exactly right. And I think that, you know, I mean, it's one thing that school doesn't teach kids is how to make mistakes, and that's how you learn, and one of the ways to learn.
Right.
You can learn a variety of ways.
Other people's mistakes is my favorite way
to
learn.
I like those better.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And then the other thing that we do for the students is we don't just have the curriculum and the community, but we also have integration exercises. So, like, in week three, the students, we want them to get to know each other, so we do this.
Let's talk about it in just 1 second. Sorry, Richard.
Yeah, there's more coming up here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful High Mountains of New Hampshire. And you can find out more about what we're going to be doing next week at Porkfest Stop Party if you want to. That's Porkfest Stop Party. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The summer is just starting and temperatures across the country are getting the memo. The sweltering heat is continuing Thursday in the deep south with some areas hitting 110 degrees. Heat advisories are in effect from Florida to the Great Lakes. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell wrapped up 2 days of testifying on Capitol Hill. Following the Fed's approval of a large interest rate increase, Powell's saying the Fed Reserve understands the impact of high inflation and that supply chain disruptions are continuing in Asia and could cause inflation to continue rising.
The surge in prices of crude oil and other commodities that resulted from Russia's invasion of Ukraine is boosting prices for gasoline and fuel and is creating additional upward pressure on inflation.
Inflation sitting at a 40-year high. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court's 6-3 conservative majority struck down a New York state law that requires gun owners to show reason when applying for a concealed weapons permit. New York Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul criticizes the timing of the decision.
It's particularly painful that this came down at this moment. We are still dealing with families in pain from mass shootings that have occurred, the loss of life, their beloved children and grandchildren.
The Biden administration is expected to soon announce a new aid package for Ukraine. Multiple reports say it could be worth up to $500 million. It would reportedly include high-mobility artillery rocket systems. That's in addition to new artillery ammo. The war between Russia and Ukraine is hitting the 4-month mark. This as New York City is sending a large shipment of more than 70 pallets of critical supplies to Ukraine, such as hospital beds, medical supplies, and food rations. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Day three, day four, I'm not entirely sure anymore which, because we go back and forth with these segments. I'm pretty sure it's day four. It's Thursday at the very least, so you sitting there with your calculator and your time and your calendar, you can tell me what day it is on our social media server at social.freetalklive.com, because I'm here in Rogers Campground, and it doesn't really... As long as I'm back in, you know, Keene by, like, July the 12th, then it doesn't really matter to me what day it is. There's, like, a week there where I can just sort of wander back into town of my own volition, and everything will be fine. No obligations will have gone unmet.
I'm glad that your probation officer is so much nicer than Ian's.
Well, I'm not under house arrest.
Okay. Under house arrest?
He was. You're correct. He's currently got a curfew. I don't have a curfew.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why the bill
restrictions
are so different. I don't know. Don't ask me to explain the logic behind the government's actions. Because I don't understand why they did what they did. I don't understand any of it. But yes, as long as I'm in New Hampshire, everything's pretty much okay. My handler would prefer me to tell her, you know, that I'm not going to be in a given place at a given time, and I have no issue doing that. But yes, I as long as I wander back home at some point in the near future, everything will be fine. But we're joined now by
Richard Grove
of Autonomy. Thank you. I was just going to pull it back up again. I had to miss out on most of that segment because my dog managed to wander to the tent next door and tangle herself up, which caused her to be not aggressive and hostile, but not as friendly as she should have been. So I untangled her, and then she immediately got herself tangled again because she's a dog. They're kind of stupid in this way. Then immediately, I unhooked her to fix that, and she runs off to go say hello to this other dog. It's just a complete fiasco, and I'm glad you were able to carry on doing the show, Mark. So
I like to consider myself a professional.
I try to avoid such labels because then I feel bad if I do something stupid like forget to change the audio input for an hour and a half this morning.
I raised a family on this show. I'm happy to call myself a professional broadcaster.
So we're talking about autonomy here, your method of instilling people with the tools they need to actually succeed and be autonomous in life, because the American education system, that's not what it's about. It's not intended to that. It's intended to turn people into nice little worker bees to work for these corporations and other like fast food chains and stuff like that, to exist within a service economy where everything is service but nothing is actually created or produced, which means you can't be autonomous because you have to be pulling in things from another place. You're not producing anything, you're just servicing something that already exists. Autonomy would require people to be producing as well, and there isn't a whole lot of that in the United States. Not just on a national level with closing of factories and stuff like that, just the average person isn't producing anything of their own. They're just consuming and servicing what is already there when it breaks down.
Yeah, traditionally, there were always problems, and we have problems today. And the difference is, back then, people tried to solve the problems with entrepreneurism. Hey, there's a problem, there's also a solution. That means you have some sort of productivity going to the market, and it's a convection current. But these days, people have learned helplessness. So they have a good idea, but they don't know how to go out and progress it, or they're too scared to try and fail. And so we try to, like, uninstill them from that during the course, and we do that through these integration exercises. So the first one we teach is how to do an interview. And I tell the students,
like a job interview?
Well, just like how to meet another person,
okay. Really.
So I give them a format and say, go meet at least 10 other students this week. And, you know, you do a half hour each, and then you flip sides so they get to know each other equally, which is a lot more substantial than probably any of the relationships we started in school or at work. Because, you're going through a format where you're learning about the person's background and why did they come to autonomy, what are they hoping to get from it. Then they can self-support because they identify their goals during that process, too. And then from that, if you add on another paragraph or another piece of the conversation for a few minutes, you've got a problem. We've thought of a better way to progress it. Let's meet next week and do something. Now that's a close. That's a sales rate. So I teach sales as the art of problem solving. So it's not about pushing, persuading, convincing, or conniving. It's about only working with people who have a problem, and if you can help them solve that problem, then you're doing business. If not, you're making a referral to help them solve their problem. And it's a service you do for someone, not something you do to someone. So once the students get that, they're like, oh, this is so simple. Why didn't I know this? And I'm like, because they try to keep these arts of communication and problem solving to themselves, to the corporations. You want sales training? You're not going to get it in the university. And if you did, you would get the corporate version, which is like, here's how we move empty, hollow products to a market for, you know, conspicuous consumption.
Or they'll just
there's no way the mic isn't picking up that yelling and screaming back there.
That's
I have
good.
No idea
we're
what's going on,
festival.
But good for them.
Thousands of people.
Just reminding people that we are on site at a live festival.
Yes, with thousands of people.
Yes, but this fear of failure thing, I want to talk about that because that fascinates me. How does one fear failure? I've had some really bad ideas in my time, right?
Sure.
But the only way I know they're bad ideas was because I tried them and they failed spectacularly. And I was like, okay, let's refine that and try it in a less stupid way.
Right.
The fear of failure is also the fear of success. It's the fear of taking any risks whatsoever.
Right. An entrepreneur means one who takes risks. So it's not a frivolous, unplanned risk, but it's taking actions and being willing to deal with successes and failures. And one of the ways I help the students overcome that, you know, fear of like going out and making their offer to the market is I tell them, don't try to sell your offer. Try to go get 10 no's this week. I want you to go get, whether you're knocking or emailing, go get 10 people to say no to your offer. Because you're going to find out the top three objections, and the next time you try it, you're going to be more prepared. And you're probably going to get yes 2 out of the 10 times. So they come back and they're like, I was trying to fail, but I succeeded. And then I'm like, how powerful is that? Because this is what you need to move forward. right? And that's what it's all about.
And absolutely, the objections are the most valuable thing you can get from somebody.
Well, it's mostly, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, and insert a unique one about the product. It's too big, it's too small, I don't like the color,
yep.
Right? But those are the basic ones. And if your marketing department can come together and it's a legit solution, you should be able to at least address that to the next level. We have a payment plan, or twice a year we put it on sale, join the mailing list, all these sort of things that you can do. But if I can help you overcome your excuses and get around your objections and obstacles, all you're left with is success.
Indeed. I think that sales training is invaluable for people who, may not even intend to do sales in their life. It's just a part of life is we're always selling as humans. We've got something we believe in strongly, and we want other people to believe in it, too.
Right. So while I was going to college to get a business degree, I was working side jobs to pay for school. And then I bought into a franchise that did house painting during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like student painters. And I invested $5,000. And it was in that training system that taught me sales, marketing, hiring, firing, all the things of how to run a business. And they just used house painting as the metaphor because students are off for 3 months during the summer. What business could they run? And this guy was like a ex-VP of sales for North America for Xerox, but they couldn't find qualified salespeople. So he saw the opportunity, created this 50,000 student company, and painters, managers, regional managers, various levels. And it was the most professional system of interviewing I've ever gone through. But I took those skills into the corporate world to sell enterprise software. So there, like, you could work with, like, somebody could ask me, hey, you could say, hey, I like what you're doing at work. You guys make a lot of money selling software. Can you teach me how to do that? I'd be like, yeah, it takes about 2 weeks, right? But other people go back to school for 4 years and dump $100,000 trying to get to that next level. And the secret is, there's not really a secret, but if you figure out how to do that thing, companies, that's where all the payroll comes from, is salespeople.
Right.
Right? And there's no training system other than like a Grant Cardone, which is very, very pushy.
How do people find out more about Autonomy?
Well, I brought something free for your audience today, specifically for the LRN.FM audience. You can go to getautonomy.info/freedomvault, all one word, Freedom Vault. And there's a whole bunch of content. There's a little Autonomy sampler, but there's John Taylor Gatto, Ultimate History Lesson. There's Grand Theft World Podcast. We shoved it full of a whole bunch of Liberty individual pieces.
So one time, that's getautonomy.com/.info. Getautonomy.info/Freedom Vault. Freedom Vault. Getautonomy.info/Freedom Vault. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you guys for the invitation.
There is, of course, more coming up here because we are here all week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So come down if you're here and hang out with us. There's more coming up here today. It is Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, day four of the Porcupine Freedom Festival here. An overcast, kind of cloudy day. It's been surprising this year to see so many different events going on, not down there in the bowl. You know, last year it was a fair thing to say that the Porcupine Freedom Festival was this thing that happened down at the bottom of the hill. This year, though, it really doesn't feel that way. Like last year we were saying that Forkfest is all of it, right? And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is down there. But this year, it's got a very different vibe. Like, to the left of us, just earlier today, there was a discussion between Jeremy Kaufman of Library.io, I think is their website, the Library Foundation at the very least, and someone else. And to the right of us, there were different speeches going on, and we're sort of sandwiched between them attempting to do a show. And it's so difficult because I want to go and listen to these people because, you know, I've been hearing them, you know, my entire life, or at least for the last decade or so, like Jeremy Kaufman. But then at the bottom of the hill, you do have additional events going on. I remember when I first came to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they were using the Whova app. I believe it was the first year in which they used the Whova app. And it was everything that was on the list there was in one of the three tents, right? I don't know what the three tents were called, but there was the main pavilion, there were two others, and almost all of it was in the main pavilion. The others were just sort of hit and miss throughout the day. But this year, there's even a, like, Mikey, the snack Mikey, I don't know what his last name is, but he always sells snacks here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and he argues with people incessantly online, like most libertarians do, just constantly arguing with people.
He seems singular in his pursuits.
He does. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But there's actually a booth here that he has set up where you can argue with him in person.
It's like Monty Python.
And that's on the actual Porcupine Freedom Festival schedule. The thing that was just going on here with Jeremy Kaufman and
this isn't arguing. You're just disagreeing with me. No, I'm not.
I don't know. Mikey and his arguments,
I have no idea what Mikey's doing. I'm just remembering the Monty Python skit.
I want to get Chris Wade and Mikey to just sit down and argue with each other, because they would. The only people I've met more inclined to argue with people than Mikey is Chris Wade. And the only person I've ever met who's more likely to argue with people than Chris Wade is Mikey.
No, he's not.
Is that you attempting to argue with me?
I'm just arguing. Well, just being disagreeable.
You don't argue with people nearly to the extent that either one of these do.
No, I don't.
But there is an actual event.
I've given up on that to some extent, I must say.
I have as well. I follow this group called the Breaking Bread Village. I discovered them when I ran for sheriff. They wanted to interview me. It was really cool. It's all about listening to people who have different opinions for you. And we find that very, very difficult to do. I find it very, very difficult to do. When someone talks and they say their opinion, and I think they're wrong, the average person, they just sort of stop listening, or they start interrupting and they say, this is why your opinion is wrong. And that's not dialogue. That's not conversation. That's not learning anything. If that's your reaction to someone saying something, you're never going to learn whether or not you're actually wrong. You've made up your mind at that point. So the idea behind the Breaking Bread Village is that it teaches communication and listening more than anything else. You don't go on the show to be persuaded. You go on there to hear something you may not have heard before.
Cool. I like the idea.
I wish libertarians were bigger fans of that idea. A few years ago, there was some college student who was trying to do some sort of thing for her professor here, and as a result of that, she was going around asking libertarians here at Rogers Campground what their opinions were on like five simple questions. There were just five of these. And I felt so bad for the girl for not understanding what she was actually getting into. You never, ever, ever go up to a libertarian and ask them their opinion about the president or the economy or public schools or whatever, unless you're prepared to listen to an hour-long answer.
Right. Well, this is one of the difficulties of anybody who's doing these phone polling or anything like this is, you know, like, I don't fit into your boxes. You know, I don't have answers that are clearly fit into any of your boxes, because your boxes were intended to find out whether I'm going to vote for Trump or Biden. And I'm not voting for either of them because I haven't sold my soul to this machine.
Right.
And that's the difference.
See, I started out...
I realized that there was a hack, and I gave up my ability to vote for president for lower taxes in a U.S. territory.
That's a valid approach. See, I started out selling my soul. My first night, I don't remember how exactly things played out, but I liked George W. Bush, right?
Okay.
He seemed like, it was just something everyone said. You don't change presidents during a war. That's crazy, right? So I was just like, that's obviously right. You know, didn't have a clue what I was talking about, but everyone I knew, this was Mississippi, everyone I knew was a Republican said supporting George W. Bush. I was like, okay.
Clearly, it makes sense.
Well, then I became old enough to vote, and I realized that, you know, that George W. Bush actually kind of sucked as a president, and there was a lot of war and stuff that I did not approve of. And then came along Barack Obama, who promised he was going to be the peaceful president. They gave him a Nobel Peace Prize.
They gave him a Nobel Peace Prize
before he did anything.
Before he dropped more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined.
And there's a lot of confusion among younger millennials about what exactly Barack Obama did wrong. They think, well, he didn't take out the corporations and the banks that he promised. I was like, no, you stupid young little person, listen to me. He never promised to go after the banks and corporations. His promise was almost exclusively to promote peace throughout the world, to fix America's warmongering, evil, aggressive image, and to portray an image of peace, to actually end some of these wars. That was the great Obama betrayal. It had nothing to do with the economy. We just wanted there to be some damn peace. And, of course, Barack Obama did absolutely none of that. Dropped more bombs than any Nobel Peace Prize winner in human history. Probably than any Nobel Peace Prize winner for the rest of human history. And that was what awakened me. I was like, all right, so the Republican thing, that didn't work. The Democrat thing, that didn't work. What else is there on the table? It was around there that I discovered this fake documentary-ish thing called Zeitgeist, which is really good, but it stretches the truth in a lot of places.
Yes.
And I think it's important for people to realize that.
My favorite is it was described as Marxism with robots.
Well, this was later on, right? This was when they did Zeitgeist to Denim and Zeitgeist Moving Forward. The original movie, the very original first one that started out talking about Christianity.
More talks about the problems than the solutions.
Yes.
It just talks, it identifies the problems. And it does well at that.
And they did become hardcore communists after that. I mean, the whole thing, I was like, oh, okay, I'm good.
Yep.
But the first one...
Any environment that isn't explicitly hostile to liberals will be taken over by them.
That's fair, yeah. So it was interesting to see that. That awoke me. That made me aware of this politician named Ron Paul. Just very briefly, it showed him as one of these politicians. You know, people like saying, you know, if we could just elect enough honest politicians. And during that segment, it showed Ron Paul. And Ron Paul for
president.
That's
really the worst thing about Ron Paul, is that he, in fact, is the honest politician. And
but he's so rare.
It gives those people hope that you can find 435 of these people. To make for the U.S. House and then another 100 for the U.S. Senate, and somehow they're not going to be corrupted by the system. Because the system, not only does it attract corrupt people, and it certainly attracts corrupt people, the most successful sociopaths are the ones that get elected. But once they get in there, it also corrupts the uncorrupted. And only Ron Paul can claim to sort of have been uncorrupted by this. And some will point out that he...
on a national level, sure, but we've had some state reps here in New Hampshire that could make the same claim.
Sure, I would agree with that.
There's a lot less at stake as a New Hampshire state rep than as a U.S. state rep.
Well, the higher you go up on the ladder, the more attention the voter pays. You're talking about how many people... If there was an election for state reps that didn't include other votes for other things, you'd probably get 3-5% of the population to vote. Here in New Hampshire, where voting is basically the state sport. So, if they don't have the president to buoy them up, you ask the state reps, you ask them, what's the most important factor for you getting elected? The answer is, which president is in office? Which direction are people voting that particular election?
I believe it. I mean, we sort of saw the same thing last year when I ran for mayor of Keene. I don't remember this. I think I ran for mayor, where the turnout was, there were fewer than like 700 votes or something like that throughout the entire town of Keene, if I remember correctly. It was just an abysmally
22,000 people.
Yeah, it was an abysmally low turnout. So people don't care. They care about the presidential election, which I think is not where their eyes should be. Their eyes should be closer to the ground rather
Absolutely.
Than on the vague, distant president whose machinations actually have no impact on their life.
If Trump didn't prove that, I don't know what's going to.
Yeah, well, they didn't learn their lesson when nothing changed when we went from Obama to Trump and from Trump to Biden. They didn't seem to notice, so maybe it's just never going to change. But we're out of time for today. You can catch us here tomorrow at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you can find us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.